views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Silver Gaia Hour. The goddesses are here to help guide and support others on their own personal journey, blending ancient ways with modern times. Goddesses are known for their love and compassion for others and the planet. We're coming together at this time during an important shift of consciousness. Here's your hosts, Bree and Stephanie.
And welcome to the Silver Gaia Hour. Hey, Bree, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Oh, good.
It's kind of great you're doing this today.
Yeah?
It's getting out of your fear.
Yes. Yes, I did have some fear when I started this with
you. I know.
You.
Is it fun?
Oh, it's a lot easier now. And that's going to be part of some of our subject today.
Yeah,
right?
We are.
Yeah.
So, I had fear when I got married the second time.
Oh, yeah.
Was I going to be a good enough wife?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a part where I was going to be a stepmother to a four-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And that scared me.
Right.
I thought, am I going to be good enough as a stepmother with my boundaries and all? Because
right.
He wasn't used to boundaries, right?
Right.
And so that's something I had to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we're going to be talking about fears today and why we need to overcome them and push right through them and don't own them and, you know, use them as a platform for us to grow.
Great. I think that's a great subject because we all go through that every day.
Yep.
Yep.
So look who you got next to you.
Oh, well, we have a special guest today and her name is?
Terry Strauss, medium from Arlington. Hey, okay. Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. We're glad you're here. So we're going to get with to you a little bit. Anytime you want to chime in on what we're talking about, just jump on in.
Okay, yes. Great.
Yeah.
So, this weekend was a little different for me.
Yes, how?
My husband's going through male menopause again.
Male menopause. Did you hear that? Male. Menopause. Not only female.
No. So, he's like going through this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like going, when is it going to stop? Then my 17-year-old son had to start.
He's through going through menopause too?
I swear he is. You know, because we changed where women were more of the dominant role of holding boundaries and men kind of switched around having to feel their female side
uh-huh.
and the female aspects of them, right? So the right. masculine, feminine, right? Duality, right?
Right.
And it's driving me crazy.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of men have fear of the female
yeah.
feelings and emotions.
I love it when they cry at movies and they start laughing, saying, oh, I'm just laughing.
Oh, I know. My boyfriend said he was crying on a movie, and when the movie was done, he's like, I don't like this movie. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm crying. I love this movie. And he goes, because I'm crying.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, it's a good thing.
So what is so bad about them getting, you know, into contact with their female side?
I don't think there's anything bad. I just think it's how we were raised to believe that men acting out of their female sides were treated wrong, I guess.
Yeah, I don't even have a word for it.
I know. They just weren't brought up to deal with their female side. It was
right.
more, you know, it was a put down to use your female side.
And right now, what's really nice is we mm-hmm. are teaching our sons to use their female side.
Correct. Correct.
So they can handle duality of everything because mm-hmm. eventually it will shift again.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we shift back and forth in consciousness, right? Mm-hmm. And on the planet. And so it will shift back to where the men will be dominant and the women be submissive, but I don't see myself being submissive.
No. Not at all. Not at all. I'm not good at that either.
But, you know, you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was one thing and stuff. And so, you know, the things that fear, that attracts more fear.
Of course, yeah. If you put energy into fear, you're going to get fear.
Right. So if you're holding yourself accountable.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And be consistent. Be prepared, be dependable, and focus on a solution. What happens to fear?
Goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And you build upon it.
Right.
Well, not build upon the fear, but you build on what you were supposed to learn.
Right.
Yeah. From the fear.
And we take that knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and it goes to cellular memory,
mm-hmm.
and it knocks out that fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where a lot of people think, oh, it's just going to be there a little bit. We'll get rid of it. So it was like with you and I that we started the show, right?
Right.
Which we... After 4 years, you know, here we are.
Right.
Yeah. And fear was a big aspect with you.
It was. I was scared to, well, my fear was, well, to talk to all of you guys out there.
I know, right?
Yeah. But I have learned that, you know, I knew I had to come and I knew I had to talk because I have a message like all of us do once we get, we receive our messages and we want to get them out to all the people we can. So I knew that I had to come. I had to face my fears.
Mm-hmm.
And really, there wasn't really anything I should have been scared of.
No.
Now I'm just nervous to talk to you guys. But once I get on, I'm okay.
I think after we have lunch and we're grounded, yeah, we're fine then.
Yeah, but I will not have Mexican food again.
No.
Because that just made me really tired.
So, Terry, do you work with fear at all with you?
Yeah, I have a fear of being on this radio and knowing that there's so many listeners.
Mm-hmm.
It is more comfortable here than being at home on the phone with you, however.
Really?
Yeah, because yeah, face to face.
Because I'm here with you and I feel right, a little bit more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This kind of, all this stuff is kind of overwhelming, but.
Yeah.
So you got over your fear, and here you are.
I'm now here.
And you're going to be just fine. So good.
Yeah.
The one thing that I want to talk about is ask your family and friends for encouragement. A lot of people do that. And I'm wondering, well, how, why is it so hard for people to ask their friends and family for encouragement?
I think sometimes they're afraid of being judged.
And
they don't want to face it.
And they're afraid of ask. They're mm-hmm, afraid to ask.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when people want abundance, right? Like we're talking about people want you to teach them how to manifest, Terry, right? And it's like, well, I've told you. But is it easier for them to have you do it? Or is it too, are they afraid they can't accomplish it? Because we can't manifest for other people.
No, you can't do that. And I didn't know I was doing it. So, or how to do it. I just did it.
Right. So yeah, you gave them advice on what you're doing.
Either they follow through or they don't. That's
right
on them.
Right, mm-hmm, right. And well, a lot of people will say, well, can you do this for me or that for me, right? I had somebody ask me, could you check on this job? Nope. Universal laws does not allow me to read somebody else, check on somebody else's energy without their permission. So I don't know if you get the job or not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's going to be up to you whether you manifest it or not. That's where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I don't know. How do you believe about that, Terry?
Like if I'm doing a reading, it's just that they don't ask me. I don't let them ask me too many questions. Mm-hmm. I just give what I get. And if a job comes up, I see movement. But it's also in the future, so it can be changed just like that.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that because there's so many people out there. And this is where I have a problem is at the psychic fairs or other psychics. People will come up and they will give them their money and they will ask, am I going to have a boyfriend in 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
So they're cold calling, right? These people are asking questions without the reader going into doing the reading without even asking a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I am. I just start giving them my reading, what I say and what I see.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many that look at things and they know the person or the person's saying, well, you know, asking too many questions right away, right? So they got all this information ahead of time, and they can just pull off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I have a problem with some readers.
Right.
You know, and so we talked about, you know, the ones that use their abilities to get what they want out of life and hurt other people.
Narcissistic.
Yeah, I can't say that word either.
You know where I'm getting at.
Narcissistic empath, thanks to my teeth again. Anyway, so here's the thing is they want the glory. They want all this fame and fortune, right?
Yes.
But it doesn't matter that they're stepping on a bunch of other people to get where they want.
Right.
And that upsets me.
Mm-hmm.
And so a
mm-hmm.
lot of people don't like what I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of people that do, but I'm not here to please everybody. And the reason I'm bringing that up is I'm going to do my own journey my way,
mm-hmm.
where I'm comfortable with what God and Goddess says,
mm-hmm.
and go from there.
Yeah.
Now, but the ones that are doing this, the people that, I'll just say this, a guy came to me, he was told he had a curse on him. It was going to cost him $7,500. A psychic out of Seattle told him, it cost $7,500 to get this off of him. So I can't,
he didn't
obviously.
Pay, did he?
No, he didn't pay. So he paid a lot of money before that, though.
Oh.
Wanted his family's names, addresses, all sorts of stuff. And the guy gave it to him, okay?
Crazy.
And it was like, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I did this healing on him.
Right.
And talked to him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And no, there was no curse on him.
Mm-hmm.
It was his own fear that mm-hmm. he had on him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so his self-esteem was really low. Mm-hmm. That was all that was wrong with him. But that's what I'm saying. These psychics, the narcissistic empaths and psychics that are using other people's problems to gain fame and fortune are really screwing up for people that are true like you, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do here at the Silver Guy Show is keep it honest and safe for people.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because
like, they need psychic police.
Yeah. I agree.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really agree to that. And, you know, I can't on air say anybody's name because I don't want to get sued.
Sure. Right.
But I'm just saying, shame on you guys.
Karma.
Yeah.
Karma.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And if it doesn't him then, and you don't learn your lessons on stopping this behavior, you know, it's called repeat it again.
Yep.
Yeah. And you keep repeating or keep repeating until you learn your lesson.
Yeah. You keep repeating what you don't repair.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm not willing to come back and do this journey again.
I know. I want to stick with the information I have now. Yes. Yeah. I worked hard to get it.
So we haven't said hi to Eric yet.
Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, ladies. How are you this week?
Fine. How was your week?
Not too bad. It's been another crazy busy week, but getting by.
Yeah.
Good.
Did you find a new puppy?
No, not yet. I think that's going to be down the line.
Yeah.
Got to finish with this house stuff first.
Right.
And
isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Got mine up for sale this week.
Good.
Congratulations.
Okay. So, yay. Now we just have to keep it clean, girls.
Well, only for like a week.
Right.
The one thing that we do here, Terry, is we mainly talk about ourselves and what people are going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when we do that, the listeners are able to know that we are the same as them.
Human?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Right, just human. Yeah. Well,
I mean...
Yeah, that's where I have to say we're a spiritual being trying out a human body, right?
Yes.
Next time I want to be 5'7", please, instead of 5 foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so do you ever run across people like this or having these kind of problems?
I had a lady call me and ask me to do a house cleansing because she was cursed and that she'd went to somebody and... She said that she had known me. She says, I have a medium I go to. And she says, well, she must not know about entities or about spirits like that then. She says, so that might not be her modality. And,
uh-huh.
and so she called me and they wanted $300 to cleanse her house and her. And I went there and I'm thinking, I don't feel anything like that. I felt like the problem that she was having was the appearance of something else on the property, but that was it. And after we talked about it, her house sold in 3 days. There was nothing wrong with her.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She had a husband's father hanging out in the house, but there was nothing wrong. So I just don't get where people come from because it's scary, or the ones that believe it. And if we can't stop them, then putting the word out like this, saying, mm-hmm. hey, if you go see this person and you like them, then you need to share their name. But if it seems like people share more of the bad things than the good things.
Exactly.
Right. And that's what we're trying to stop.
So mm-hmm. let's spread the good words on the good people you like.
Right.
Yeah.
And the ones that are true and they're authentic selves.
Right.
That's really important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And if you can't be, then why are you here? You know, mm-hmm. why are you doing this job?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
You know, I had somebody come to me and they said, well, I make, you know, $300, $400, you know, every couple hours. Well, good for you.
Right.
Right. So I asked them to do a reading for me, right?
Right.
And I pay for a reading. I went, oh, that's all the stuff I told you. Cold calling.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she wasn't real happy with me, but it was done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went to I think she called herself a fortune teller in Hawaii.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I'm just going to go here and just really keep my mouth shut. And I kept my mouth shut. And she was annoyed that every question she answered me, I would just shrug my shoulders. I didn't want to give her anything to feed off of.
Right.
And then she still wanted me to pay, even though she'd never gave me a reading.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, that ain't happening.
Right.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I'm like, I get it. She's asking questions. How are you? How's your day? Do you have kids? Do you have this? No, just tell them what you need to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do my healing work and I'm talking to people, and a lot of times I have them quiet. I don't want to hear nothing.
Right.
I want to just feel what I feel. You know, my hands are usually about 6 inches above the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And feel what I need to feel and heal and work on you. Or if I'm doing long distance on the phone, and bring that energy forward.
Right.
But I'm always asking permission first, right?
Right.
And feeling that energy and why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we carry our fear in our hips, and that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I've had it with me. It's like, oh, no, you're not. You're getting out of here right now.
Right. Right.
But anyway, but yeah, so I wanted to talk about fear because that was such a big thing, and people need to understand that we can't solve all of their problems. All we are here is to guide them.
Yep.
And we're a conduit,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, yeah. and bringing the messages through from ascended masters, from spirit, from wherever, and from, you know, the other side
right.
that come through, and which Terry's really good about doing, which is too cool.
Thank you.
So, well, you want to tell us about, I love saying so. Everybody's going to get used to that.
So?
Oh, you're facing that.
I'm okay. facing so.
She likes the word so, and I like the word mm-hmm.
yeah.
yes.
Terry, tell us a little bit about you. I'm really glad you're here, and thank you for being here. But if you could do
well,
that,
thank you for
it.
Having me. And I think it's really ironic that today was facing fears because this is one of my biggest fears is standing up in front of a big group of people. Some people just love it, work with right. it really good. Mm-hmm. And I do groups, and I'm a little bit shy there, but it's like one-on-one looking at the one person. Like
right.
my other friends, they stand up in front of audiences of people, and I'm trying to get to there just to be able to introduce them and
mm-hmm.
whatnot. So those are my fears, or not getting the message quite right. You know, I've only really kind of came out of my psychic closet
uh-huh.
since like 2011.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like in public.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So mostly it was my hairdressers that got extra treatment. I had a lot of practice.
So you came out in 2011,
mm-hmm.
and you have been now working with spirit for?
So 4 years.
4 years. Okay. I know for you, with me, when we talked, you mm-hmm. brought my dad through.
Yeah.
That was, we had talked about that on the telephone a little bit the one time.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that has been such a major healing. And then he comes through last night again.
Yeah,
I was like, what the heck?
I know, right?
Yeah. My dad's come back as my guardian angel.
Aww.
And I love it. You know,
yeah.
he's here to support and guide me, you know, through mm-hmm. this journey.
Mm-hmm. And then your other friend that came through that you couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That was another
one.
Yeah. That was really nice to have her come through and, you know, and yeah, so that name I'm going to keep a little private. We're on the air right now because I just got it, by the way.
Oh, you did?
That's good. Okay.
I told you it would come when I'm supposed to.
Well, you write it down so you don't forget.
Yeah, I've done I better do that right now. Anyway, but so how do you help people with this?
With healing?
No, with you being a medium and bringing spirits through for other people, like not just for me, because you don't know my whole story with my
sure,
dad,
sure.
right?
No. I don't want to.
Right. Hey, no, you don't want to.
I don't want to.
No, you don't. So how do you help other people with this?
I think that when people come to me, which I will have to say that I'm all like referrals only. So far, mm-hmm. I haven't had anybody out of the norm of that. I don't know. They give me so much credit, and it's really to spirit, really, because I think I'm just the middle person here. I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question. I just feel that I want to give such love and compassion to them because it's not a happy event if they're coming to see me, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I try to make it the best I can. And so, which I'm really happy about spirit giving some personalities out or some
yes.
really weird sayings that I used to not even utter because they were just, I'm not saying that, but finding
right.
out, give what you get.
Right.
Because there's a reason, and those little pieces are very healing to them.
Mm-hmm.
Just to know that the puppy made it or their dog made it with their
yes.
loved one was way more important than the message, some of the other message.
Right.
They ask for signs and they get them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like asking questions. Sometimes mine come out in a form of a question, but I think that's just not really a question to them, but more doubt in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I get amazed of some of the stuff that comes out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I just do.
I bet mm-hmm. you do.
I do.
Mm-hmm. And you're doing really good right now, by the way.
Thank you.
Inside jokes, listeners. Inside jokes. So when you're working with these people and you're talking to them and they're getting their answers, can you see the gratefulness that they have?
Yeah, I see the happiness on their face, or if they happen to tear up, and mm-hmm. you just know. And I love to give them a hug when they get there and let them know it's going to be okay. And then I give them a hug when they're gone. Mm-hmm. Some people feel like, I really felt that hug came from so-and-so. And I'm thinking, well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Very healing. I mean, you know, in the world, if everyone just loved a little bit more, we'd be a way better place.
Yep.
No, I agree with that, and that's so important that we do that, is facing your fears with love, even. Mm-hmm. That's a biggie.
Yeah, yeah. You have to face your fears with the love, because it's a learning experience.
Right.
I mean, you can, with fear comes anger, and like you said, we need to show more love.
More love.
And most important is to yourself when you're going through a fear situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to grasp on why you have this fear, why it's being presented to yourself, and what you need to do to move through this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying ignore it. I mean, don't ignore what they're trying to teach you. Move forward with it. It gets easier. I promise you it gets easier to face your fears.
Well, I had an interesting morning.
Yes.
I used to go teach at a place in Tacoma, and there was kind of falling out.
Right.
And I went and talked to them today.
Mm-hmm. Because you were told.
Yes, I was told to go there by spirit mm-hmm. to go talk to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
By source to go ahead and go talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the most healing conversation with her.
You did.
I did.
You did.
And it was like, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
I had to face that fear
mm-hmm.
because I was afraid to go back there. I mean, you know, I wasn't afraid like I can't go in the store, right? It's just I felt bad for what I said, right? Mm-hmm. But there was a bunch of mitigating circumstances around it, which you're aware of.
Right.
And so I went in there, and we had this great little chat in a private room. And a lot of that stuff was able to be healed with her and I. So I'm going back tomorrow at 1 o'clock, right?
Right. You faced your fear.
Uh-huh.
But mostly you were a fear of what the reaction would have been.
Right.
And the reaction wasn't what you expected.
No, it whatsoever. Was. It was this big.
That's a lot
loving
of it for us.
Expectation,
right?
Yes, we right. have this fantasy in our head that it's going to go bad or wrong,
right?
But I mean, but the other fantasy in our head, we want it to go right. But if you don't go and face that, how are you going to know? So now you're just living fantasies that right. don't exist.
So I go from one place, go into Target to get some lip gloss. I hear source tells me, go to Crystal Voyage. And right. that was my fear.
Mm-hmm.
I go in there, and Debbie, that works there, great saleswoman. I mean, she's just amazing, right? Mm-hmm. And she brings Crystal out, and we were able to have this great talk. And I have missed going in there.
Yes.
I mean, the store is amazing. The energy is just amazing. But we were able to work that out, and mm-hmm. it was such a healing. And so I just want to tell people about that. You know, that even if we have problems with people in the store, wherever we worked with or whatever,
mm-hmm.
there can be a positive out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
well,
so
you get to start something new.
Right.
And with truth.
Right.
Yeah.
And so we actually spoke a lot of truth today.
So tomorrow you have no fear.
No. So when I go see you tomorrow, it'll be no fear. So the one thing I want to tell everybody, you know, in Tacoma, if you need something at Crystal Voyage, they're a great shop. Luckily, it was just a short time of a fallout.
I love that store.
Isn't it amazing?
Love that store.
Yes.
And so everybody go back to Crystal Voyage, get what you need. They have some amazing stones right now.
Mm-hmm.
From Crystals of Stones. I was looking at them this morning and going, oh my gosh, you amped up the crystals and the stones.
Nice.
They have what they need, good sized pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just like going, it's beautiful. Nice pieces of lapidolite, crystals, everything.
Nice.
Citrine, everything was there. And so check it out, guys. But anyway, so I just want to give a shout out to Crystal Voyage real quick. And I think what we're going to do is take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Silver Gaia Hour.
Jamie Jeannie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities, allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Hi, this is Susan Harmon, inviting you to join me every Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time, for the Susan Harmon Hour. I'm always curious and I enjoy discussing a wide array of interesting and provocative subjects with fascinating and erudite guests. If you're looking for grounded authenticity with a twist, you'll want to join us for a fast-moving and informative hour right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, it's Practical Polly's radio show. If you're just figuring out that healthier cooking oils are better than solid fats, you may be asking, now what am I going to do with all these tubs of lard? Ever had one of those moments when your favorite skinny jeans feel too tightly tailored? Generously apply lard to your hips and thighs and those fancy pants will slide on like a dream. Or here's a family-friendly idea. How about making your yard into a lard fun park? Frost your driveway with a nice thick coating and give those kiddos a downhill thrill no matter what time of year. Having a bad hair day? Yep. A little lump of lard can tame your flyaways in a jiffy. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste or to your waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back to the Silver Gaia Hour. And we were talking about fear.
Yeah.
Facing your fears.
And I want to talk about Terry's fear right now.
Okay.
I'm surprised she doesn't have, besides a bottle of water, some chocolate, ice cream.
No, just a cough drop in water. It was getting to where I couldn't even swallow. I was getting nervous.
Hmm. Right. And so if you embrace that right now, you just embrace that. Do you think you can get rid of it?
I don't know. It's pretty planted. This is not something that I think just came. I mean, even from a child, I mean, I would skip school if I knew I had to give read something behind a podium.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Then, yeah, it's way back into junior high. I think, you know, kids were mean back then. And if you stuttered, I get nervous, I stutter or other things come out of my mouth you don't want to hear.
Right.
So let's not go there.
Right.
But so it's always been with me.
Mm-hmm.
And most everybody would say, you have a fear of talking? You don't shut up.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's not like that. It's, you know, I can talk to anybody in the store.
Right.
It's just that big group. It's just, it's all on me. I'm sure they're not thinking, oh, my God, she's scared. I don't think that.
I think that got me through, you know, coming on to the show with the fear is knowing that my fellow brothers and sisters that are on the same path are not going to judge me if I mess up.
Right. Oh, we have that in development circle. Like, so when I have our development circles and I belong to two of them, is that it's a safe place to fail,
to
practice, to learn, to grow, to face your fears.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
So every week, like I just asked Eric, how are we doing? And every week is getting better and better and better what we're doing, right?
Right.
Right. And one, because we face our fears.
Mm-hmm.
I had been off radio for almost 8 years. So it was like, wow.
Oh, but it's like riding a bike. Just get back on, Bree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm back on. I'm back on.
I'm about ready to take my training wheels off.
Are
you? Yeah, you can give me a big old push down a hill.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll
make
take
sure
maybe.
I make sure the mic. I make sure the mic is with you, though.
Right.
Huh?
Right. I'm doing it.
The one thing I did is I'm getting ready to do a seminar, and I'm actually going to do a seminar on accepting fear and owning it.
Oh,
and so
that's
I've done
great.
A lot of research,
mm-hmm.
and that's where some of this is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Do not fear failure. Why do you think we should not fear failure?
Because it teaches us.
Again.
Exactly. That teaches you. You can grow.
You can grow.
Right. So if we don't fear it, we grow from it. If we don't worry about it and have doubt, it won't dominate us.
Right.
Okay? And we're able to move forward. we allow them, if we have, keep the fear in us, right?
Right.
We allow them to, allow them, the different fears,
right,
to take over us.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're not able to go forward.
Yeah, you can't move forward.
Mm-mm. So it can happen in sleep state. It can happen when we're awake. It can happen over, it's just the silliest thing, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So when you push through it.
Right.
And you say, I'm not going to let you own me. You're not going to be a part of me.
Right.
You get right through it.
Mm-hmm.
So public speaking isn't a hard thing for me. I have a big mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I really have no problem with it since I've been a kid. And my mom said I came out right. talking and wouldn't shut up.
That's a gift.
Well, that's me.
That's a yeah. gift.
But that's me. But
mm-hmm. That's a gift. I mean, that's how I think of all the individual people that have their own gifts. You have it to speak in front of a large crowd, and mm-hmm. you're okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay if I were to sit next to you and go, mm-hmm.
And yeah. you've done it. And you've done that.
And I have. And it wouldn't stop me from sitting next to you. Like, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. No, because I want to face my fear.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. I want to see, this is a test for me. What is my spiritually doing here? Does that make sense?
Yeah, you got dentures too?
Yikes.
Thanks.
I got mine glued in today.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Oh, my God.
You have to have fun.
Exactly.
That's mm-hmm. the whole thing. And we've talked about this before. If you can't do this journey in love and laughter,
mm-hmm.
give it up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm sorry. I want fun.
Mm-hmm.
So even with the kind of what happened at home this weekend with
yes.
my husband and my stepson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where he's 17 and a half and thinks he's 35, ready mm-hmm. to move out. He's not 18, not graduated from high school yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of tears, but there was a lot of laughter one day. And I realized this isn't my problem. It's his.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This isn't my problem. It's my husband's problem along with him.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that created it. Why am I in the middle of it?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know why?
Why?
I set boundaries.
Yeah.
And we talk about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't set boundaries in our own personal life, how are we to teach others in our spiritual life to set boundaries?
Right. Well, if you don't do work on yourself, you can't possibly help anybody else if you don't help yourself first.
Right. So
from the experiences that you're going through.
Right. And so this weekend, I had to really work on my spiritual boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
With me, on my husband,
mm-hmm.
on my stepson, which he's my son, don't get me wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I love him to death, but I had to really work on those boundaries.
Right.
And then I finally just had to let it go. And of course, they were worried I was so mad, right? Because I was quiet, but I was working on me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have much to say, except I need to be left alone for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a bad thing?
No.
No, you put yourself first.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I put myself first, and then now, last night,
mm-hmm.
my stepson comes home. I'm home. And I was on the phone with you, Terry.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't say nothing. He goes, Mom, I'm home. Next thing I know, he's bringing me my coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So the engaging was done, because there was a little bit engaging that happened in my home, right?
Right.
And it was done, but at the same time, the love came back, flowing back out of this kid, because I set boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd rather be the parent that sets the boundaries, right? I'm not saying my husband doesn't, but I'm just saying with my spiritual life and my, my normal third dimensional life, right?
Right.
So I'm setting those boundaries together as one and empowering myself.
Mm-hmm.
That empowers the house.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm saging everything and cleaning everything because, there's a little bit of hostility in there. And when I did all that, he came home completely different.
Great.
Isn't that cool?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So he's bringing his frozen coffee that was in the freezer. Mom, it's frozen.
Yeah.
I said, all I could say was thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was able to reach through that fear of, should I be nicer or leave her alone? You know what I'm saying, right?
Right? Mm-hmm.
And he was being nice.
Mm-hmm.
But he reached through his fears and conquered them, worried, like, am I going to be in trouble, this or that? And, and he had to know that he was not going to be in trouble. The situation is over. It's done. The boundaries are set. He mm-hmm. set his boundaries. I set mine. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think about that one, Carrie?
It's deep.
Very deep.
Yeah. It's deep. My family is, that's probably, I go into mom mode. I just go. If I want to fix it, you know, I just have to fix it. And I have to learn that I can't fix it. That if I try to fix their problems, the kids, I have grown kids and grandkids now.
Right.
So, but if I have to fix a problem of theirs, it's not letting them learn their path, whether they make it or fail or whatever. That's their path.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's hard to wrap my mind around it because you don't want to see your kids doing stuff that, you know, especially if you're psychic and it's not a mom thing. It happens to be a legit psychic thing
saying,
I really don't think you should do that.
Uh-huh.
You know, but growing up with listening to me say that, they need to learn on their own, I guess. I get it.
And he's having to learn on his own, but I'm really proud of him because he is graduating from high school early this year. And he has a job and, you know, he's doing well. Mm-hmm. But there's just different boundaries. He has to accept that he's not 35 years old. He's still 17 and a half.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, but, and I don't mean to use him in this circumstances, but he had to face his fears as much as I had to face mine.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, while he's sleeping right now, hopefully in sleep state, he's facing his right now. Because mm-hmm. Mama's going to come home in a while. You can handle that, huh, Eric?
Absolutely. I'm not afraid of that.
He's so quiet over there.
I know, it's quiet. The one thing is we have to adapt to our situations.
Correct.
And so if we adapt to the situations of who we are and what we are, right? And standing in the truth, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what happens then?
Well, I just want to mention that the fear of our own selves, our fear of our own abilities of, I don't know if abilities is the right word, but the fear of our own of who we are, our personalities, our, like for me, I wasn't that smart in high school. I mean, I'm smart. Mm-hmm. I know I'm smart. I just wasn't school smart.
Right.
And I always had to, you know, I kind of hid it from people as long as I could. But, and then I had to face it. To me, it was a fear if I told someone that, hey, I'm not really good at writing. You know, it was my fear that you would judge me for that.
Right.
Exactly.
And, you know, a lot of kids do. You know, I was put into special ed classes, but now I know special ed was just slowing it down a little bit for me to be taught the same things they were teaching in the classes ahead of me.
Right.
I believe I needed to be taught a different way. But besides that, the fear in yourself that you hold against yourself because you think someone else is going to judge you. Well, I don't give a damn about what other people think of me anymore.
Thank
you. Because I'm a loving, kind, giving person. And I represent that. And I know I represent that.
Right.
And so facing that fear, I no longer face that fear because I've gotten over it. I am who I am. And if you don't like me, well, you know the rest of that.
Word, right?
Word.
You're so funny.
No, I love it because
it's true.
When I came to Washington State to hear my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And after 3 years, my mother transitioned over.
Right.
I thought, okay, I'm going back to where I'm used to being, you know, with other people that know me, right?
Right.
Sars had another plan for me to stay. Hmm. You got to be kidding. Then I meet you.
Right.
I met you in the marijuana shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then we left from... Oh, we met in a marijuana shop. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh. So Sars had me open up in a marijuana shop just long enough to meet her, and then we were out of there.
Yep.
Wow.
That was it. And I'm going, man, I could not smoke that stuff. I'd be high all the time.
Well, you can eat it, I guess.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me either. All I know is every day I left there, my eyes were red. I didn't live far, a couple blocks away, right? Mm-hmm. And anyway, yeah, that's where we met. And it was probably the best blessing that I could have received at that
definitely.
Time.
Definitely. That's when I was asking for a teacher. I really needed
see,
more.
See, miracles come in all different places.
Yes.
Right. You and know, that, the nail store, the co-op.
Mm-hmm. Right. Nail store, co-op.
Anywhere.
You know,
anywhere.
All the stores, the mall. You know, mm-hmm. You meet different people, and there's a reason you meet them and when.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's when I was put on a spiritual journey, when I came back here, and for 3 years, I couldn't do a lot because I was helping my mom, and I have no problem with that. And, mm-hmm. and I moved here to take care of her for the last 3 years. In the last 3 years, I learned more from her than in all the years I had her, you know, on the planet, right?
Right.
And she's in and out of my life a lot right now. And she pops in and out, and sometimes we'll see her, sometimes we'll just smell her. And I go, okay, Mom, you're here, thanks, right? But the one thing that this all taught me in the 4 years I've been teaching here in this area, and now coming back to radio, and now doing my large seminars like I used to, and go back to what I need to go through, I found out that what I do scare people.
Yep.
I found that out.
I knew that a long time ago for me, because I could talk to spirits when I was younger. And I knew it scared people, so I didn't talk much. I didn't have anybody really to talk to about it.
Or they don't understand the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth dimension. You know, they don't understand it, so it's scary to them, right? Where all of that is in my cellular memory. So what I talk about is what I know.
Right.
Not always from what I've been taught from different teachers I studied under, or T.J. Belshire, which Dr. T.J. Belshire, which she was in Idaho and stuff, and had the Institute for Medical Science and stuff before she passed on. And and she was just amazing for me. And when I woke up one day and I was like taking a bath and I was going into meditation, I went, oh no, I'm crazy. So I had to call her and Hawaii and a few other people and say, you're going to think I'm nuts, but I'm so-and-so. Am I so-and-so, right? Because I won't say it on the air, right?
Right.
And they said, it's about darn time you wake up. We've been waiting for this. And when I called T.J. Belshire up to meet her the first time, and she's like $500 an hour to talk to you, right?
Wow.
And I went into meditation, and I normally didn't take my phone back to the bathtub with me because I love meditating in water.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Water's my place.
Yeah, it's a good conduit, huh?
Great. Great.
So I was back there, and all of a sudden the phone rang, and I heard, pick up the phone. And she goes, this is Dr. T.J. Belshire, right? It's, you know, T.G., right?
Okay.
Belshire, we call it T.J. And she goes, I've been expecting your call.
Cool.
I was like, huh?
Wow.
And she goes, it does. I said, well, first of all, I don't have $500 to pay you, right?
Right.
Second of all, I just want to talk. And she goes, Bree, I have been waiting for your call. And, you know, she called me Breanne, right? I've been waiting for your call for years. Spirit told me you'd be calling me, and we need to talk. Where's your address? And she took me under her wing. I got my doctorate through her, right? And everything that I believed in from when I was a little girl and what I was taught, she was able to confirm.
That is awesome.
She was she was born very psychic, intuitive, right? So she wasn't sure about her life and stuff, and this is why I really just want to honor her the rest of the show with her.
Okay.
And I almost want to cry right now. I really do. She's just amazing to me. Anyway, she's a nun in the Vatican.
Really?
And they trusted her so much. So she became a nun as a young child, right?
Okay.
Young girl. And then she worked in the Vatican, and then she went down to the vaults.
Wow.
And everything that I believed in, she read in those old scrolls in the vaults.
Wow.
They're there. And that's when she decided she was not going to be a nun no more. Because she found out the truth, what was being hidden from a lot of us, right? And she knew. And so we were talking one day, and she goes, everything about your past life and so many other people's past lives are in those scrolls.
Yep.
No, and I'm not saying like, you know, parts of the Bible and this and that. I'm saying about people like Attila the Hun or whatever, you know, King Tut, you know, different things. It's all in the scrolls down there that's being hidden from a lot of people. But they're all starting to be leaked out right now.
Yes, they are.
And you can't hide that. And so the truth is coming out. Yeah. Right. And so with her, she made such an impact. And the one thing I promised her, you know, before I had to come back to Washington is that I would speak this truth, what I was taught, and that I knew. And she just confirmed everything from a name that I knew from when I was a child, what it was, and on. And she was such a blessing to so many people. And she's been gone a couple years now. But during the time that I was able to have her as a teacher, as a mentor, as a friend, she opened my eyes to realize I can be myself. So when I came back here, and I started being squished a little bit, right?
Right.
because people, for some reason, don't understand multidimensional traveling constantly out of their body.
Right.
Or when I talk about, like I said, the fourth light, the fifth light, the sixth mm-hmm. light, we're already in the fifth dimension. Mm-hmm. A lot of people go, what does that mean? It's just it's a number we use in the third dimensional world, but it's just an opening to a higher level of understanding.
Right.
And with the sixth coming next year, mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because
more
Lemuria,
understanding.
Right, because on Lemuria,
right,
they started on the fifth dimension, which we're at,
mm-hmm.
and they ended up on the seventh.
Right.
And, you know, Mother God's sky couldn't handle us no more.
Right.
And we ended up, you know, Lemuria sinking.
Uh-huh.
And now, but here's the thing, folks, she's not going to sink this time.
Right. Right.
We're going to keep raising our spiritual vibration and the right. planet's vibration, and mm-hmm. it's done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's mainly, I don't worry about the planet no more. No. I worry about the other people. Who are waking up, because yep. it's 144,000 ascended masters.
Yep.
And how many are sleeping in bodies right now that are not awake?
Right.
And we want to wake them up.
Yep.
So that's something that Teach taught me.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of us could be one of those masters that we yep. haven't figured out yet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So by the Lemurian numerology, I was born as a six, which is mastery.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband was a three, which is truth, trust, and passion, which is Trinity. Do you remember what you were?
I think I was
five.
Five? Yeah.
So that's mastery of love, which mm-hmm. that fits you perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all these different numbers, you know, and,
right.
and it's like, wow. And the same numbers that other people use coincide with the Lemurian numbers.
Right.
So if you take your birth date or whatever, so I just took the year I was, my birth date, the month, date and year, and add those numbers up, because there's no.
I'm an eight.
So you're an eight, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I did that right.
Yep. So you just don't add a zero to it.
Yeah, 26, 2 plus. Yeah, 6, 8.
Nice.
Good. So you're almost done, and 9 would be completion.
Mm.
So you're just right at the end of that time where you're hitting your completion, which is really cool, because this is the beginning year, ending and beginning year.
Oh, that's right.
So yeah. You can actually add the two together
uh-huh.
and jumpstart 1 year.
Nice.
On the Lemurian numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about those things, but I did know I was an 8.
Uh-huh.
It's my infinity sign, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Oh. So the one thing is, I don't want people being scared of what we teach.
Don't be scared of what other people know, especially if you're interested in what they have to say, and you're feeling it in your soul, then, you know, there's got to be something message there for you when you do approach someone that knows or has an ability. Don't be scared of them, because you have no idea what they could be teaching you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or what kind of seed they're laying for you to grow
right.
within you.
You know, everything that you talk about, because I don't know how long your show before it's ending. But
oh, we got a few minutes, so.
As I was thinking about it, I would say before we go that if everyone would just be mindful about when they go and get a reading,
mm-hmm.
you know, to really look for some proof of what's going on, or go
right.
to the referrals, you know,
mm-hmm.
just be very mindful, because I don't like seeing a bunch of people being taken advantage of.
No, not
you're
at
hurting
all.
Their emotions, and it hurts
right,
them to the soul.
Right.
They're already
yes.
hurting anyway, so why
right.
are you going to lie to them?
Right.
Or misguide them just because you want to fill your pocket. I just get really irritated about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm on there with sister, because you know what? That pocket isn't always what it's meant to
right.
be filled
right.
with.
Right.
There was somebody that gave me a thank card one time, and that meant more to me
yeah.
than anything. There was another person that ended up giving me a hug. You
mm-hmm.
know, I don't have the money. I need some help. Can you help me? And this was at one of the psychic fairs here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all I did was, sure, no problem. Come on.
Right.
You need a healing? Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I met you through a cat picture.
Oh, and I was going to bring that up, too. My cat transitioned over, right?
Right.
And Gideon, the Siamese,
uh-huh.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I met Terry. She wanted to draw my cat.
Aw.
No. Terry, don't draw. Terry took your picture and put the cat in heaven in the clouds and sent it back with a little message.
Okay.
And then it was the wrong cat, apparently.
It was the father.
And it wasn't even a gone cat yet. And then I felt really bad that I kind of like gave him his picture sooner.
Right.
But then she says, no, no, that's exactly what he did. That's how I see him. That's how I visualize him. Mm-hmm. He's always watching over me. Mm-hmm. And so then I did her other cat's picture. But if I come across stuff like that, I just put the pets in. I know they're like humans. Those are my kids.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't hesitate. Those are those. I love my animals.
Yes.
Well, we really, really appreciate all the work you do, Terry.
Oh, thank you.
And what you're doing to help heal emotions on people. And so they don't have to fear that. I know that I've been asked silly questions like, did I get any money was left for me? You know, questions like that, you know, right. That I don't answer, you know.
Yeah.
But the healing stuff is what I like to answer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and if some money comes through, then great. But if it doesn't, I'm fine too. You know what I'm saying? Right. You know, right. On inheritance or whatever. Mm-hmm. And some people are like that. Anyway, but so I want to ask Eric one question. How long do I have? 5 minutes?
Yep.
All right. So we're going to close
up. Was that the question?
That was my question. Oh, okay. You left for me. You snuck out of here, and I'm going, how long do I have? So I ended
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay, there you go. So sometimes only one thing left to do is to face your fears with nothing but a smile.
That's right.
I'd rather just smile right now. And say I'm happy and thankful for what I have.
I'm very thankful.
I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed.
Definitely.
I have great, great family, friends, and clients, everything. And today was really odd because I was usually should have been really scared, and I was very calm. I just went shopping along the way.
Right?
Went to the dentist.
Well, that was all just after fear.
And listening to my music, and then I realized at the stop sign that there was something probably different about my face because it was starting to hurt.
Uh-huh.
And I looked in the window, in the mirror, and I was just smiling, and I was just like going, wow, I look like Cheshire Cat. I got it going on today.
Right.
So I did. I did good. So, and good night's sleep.
You let the fear move through you instead of consume you.
I did. Yeah. I just figured, you know, I tell my clients all the time, you know, you got to face your fears. They don't want to come and see me because they're afraid of what they might hear or
right.
see or not.
Mm-hmm.
And how can I sit there and say that if I don't? I had to think about it. What's the worst thing that's going to happen tomorrow?
Right.
Well, I can't die from it.
Right. Exactly.
Right? So let's go ahead and try this.
Uh-huh.
And I am very lucky. I want to say that I have a very supportive group of friends and family.
And that was a question I did have for you. I wanted to make sure that you had the support and everything that you needed.
I have always had that.
Good.
Yeah, I've always had that. Yeah. And my husband is like, he's my rock. He's just like, go do it. You have nothing to fear. Just go do it.
Yeah. My big cheerleader was Bree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I kept it kind of to myself. I guess I was living within my own fear. I didn't want my friends to pass judgment.
Right.
And so I kept it to myself. Now all my friends can listen.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, because I didn't want to mess up. And I guess, you know.
No one wants to mess up.
Yeah, there
no
again.
One, no one wants
I am
to mess
trying
up.
To face my fears.
Right.
But if you I don't mess up, it doesn't matter.
But if you don't mess up, then, you know, no one's perfect. You have to mess up to learn.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's why today I wanted you to take the lead on the show.
Yeah.
To get through that.
Yeah. Oh, good.
You did good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Excited.
Applause, applause. So is there anything you want to leave the listeners with?
Face your fears. Don't let them consume you. Face them, and you will find it gets easier and easier to walk in your shoes. And you'll be able to teach other people to do this, too.
Right.
And the one thing my mom would say, if the shoe does not fit, do not wear it.
Exactly. It doesn't fit.
Well, what happens when you're always barefooted, though?
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm thinking.
Because now you're sharing. Yeah. You're sharing with Gaia.
Yeah. We're sharing with Gaia. And
that's a good thing, too. If you do have fear, go outside and share it with the earth, Gaia.
Mm-hmm.
Put your feet in the dirt. And
surrender.
It's that easy, folks, to surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get healing. I know it's invisible to a lot of people, but it's out there.
And me, I put my feet on the earth and my hands up in the air and say, I'm me.
Yep.
Here I am. I need some
help. Right.
Help.
Own yourself, and people can look at you completely differently. And they see it in you. So go out there, face your fears.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good.
You can do it.
See? And you just did it.
I did.
So we know where you're going to be in October.
Yeah. But I would like to thank all of you for joining us today on Silver Gaia Hour. Bree, thank you for letting me talk today.
No, I'm really happy because you got through your fears now.
Yeah.
And now you know you can do this. Uh-huh. I don't have to be here all the time.
No, you don't.
Maybe.
I'm sitting there going,
Are we?
We've got about a minute.
Okay.
I feel like the show has been channeling FDR today. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
That's right. No, that is so true.
Yeah. It's time to repair ourselves, people.
It is. Yeah. It is.
And you'll find
tomorrow is a new day.
It is.
Always tomorrow. If you don't see it tomorrow, then it's the next day. Just baby steps.
Baby steps.
This is my baby step. Mm-hmm.
Because it gets easier.
First it was the phone at the house, and now here I am.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the Silver Gaia Hour, and we will see you next week
at 3 o'clock.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.